Right now, it's 77 outside. Just went up 1 degree.
Hey.
Hey, it's very exciting. And Sean the Donut Guy is out and about at Granite Transformations, Rutland and Metric, east of 183. I'm Kim, hanging out with Jason Fried, as always. We love it. And then we've got Carrie in here. Carrie's just popped in to visit us today. She's one of our old friends. You're not an old friend, like, in your age. good times, old good times.
Yeah,
friend.
She's not, like, in her 80s or anything like that.
Not yet.
80s is safe to say. I mean, 80, everybody has to think, even if you're 80, that they're old, right?
Okay. So, anyway, she's here, hot, and available, right? Oh, yeah. Is that incorrect?
No, that's true.
Okay, well, I just didn't want to... She's like, hey. No. So anyway, and I have a question for you because it's very rare that I have another chick in here and I can ask things and whatnot.
Right.
But I was reading this thing about how to just say no. Are you one of those yes people?
Sometimes, yes.
Like where you've said yes so much, you're going, I can't take any more. But it's your fault because you don't say no.
Saying yes, yeah.
That's how I am. I'm such a weenie.
Oh.
Can't
it's
we?
Hard. Okay. It's hard to disappoint people.
I know, but do you really think you get back in return with it?
No.
And it's not give to get. I'm not that person either, but still. Well, I was reading, there's a reason why people say give them an inch, they'll take a mile. If the people, you know, people know they can count on you, and they can count on me, and they can count on Jason, and you don't get the credit for being a nice person. This is exactly what we're talking about. And you get bombarded with these, would you mind, or could you please? And you're like, okay. All right, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one that's getting sucked into doing these future favors for people.
Hmm.
So here's how they say no, but still get ahead at work. You pretty much have to say yes to your boss. Oh, drat. But when coworkers hit you up for help, you got some room to get out of it. So I guess you can use me. Kim, send me an email that you need help with your, and I'll cover you. So there's one way. Buy time. Don't blurt out a simple yes to a request. Say you need to consult your calendar.
That's a good one.
Consult your friends, whatever. See if you can take, you know, time. Maybe there's something else you can think of that's fun. Disguise your no. Explain that you need to check with your boss. Anyone trying to unofficially unload work on you will probably think twice about going up the chain of command to do so. And then finally, give a time frame. Rattle off big things that you're working on and how long they're going to take. And people will likely shuffle off and find another coworker to do that.
Does sound like they'll work.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm always like, and that's what I do too. I over-explain.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't I just say,
no.
If I get the gumption to say no, I'd still over-explain. Well, it's because the thing and the barometer says.
Relative humidity today.
You know what? Okay, I'll do it. That's what happens.
Oh.
I know. So anyway, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one though. Carrie, can you help me plan my wedding? I'm just kidding.
There's this thing I have to do.
I'm rolling tape on this. Maureen's still the one. Oh, magic.